whatever is arising, aware of my voice, aware of background noises, resisting nothing, aware of your breathing, aware of your body, aware of any thoughts that come, any emotions. That's the most natural thing in the world. For a moment, celebrate who you truly are, which is pure, pure awareness itself, shining through those particular eyes. No complication about it. Not difficult. Don't need to quiet the mind. Don't need to get rid of nasty thoughts. Just sitting. Okay, whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. Now you may go, what did I accomplish just then? Was that make-believe? Did I just sit there and do nothing? What you accomplished was, for a few moments, taking time just to be. You know, we've been called human doings rather than human beings. I don't meditate to get anywhere. I don't meditate to achieve something or reach a spiritual goal. I meditate because it's a natural, appropriate thing to do in the rhythms of our day. We have times we're sociable, we have times of quiet, we have times of activity, times of passivity. So in the rhythms of our day, doesn't it make sense to have at least a few minutes or a minute to just sit and become pure awareness and let go of the world and just watch everything without any resistance? That's a practice of everyday meditation, everyday enlightenment, one practice. But I want to give you something even more practical. And if you remember nothing about taming the mind or nothing from this entire seminar other than this, take it to heart. One of the keys, and many people have written to me saying, Dan, I read Peaceful Warrior, what I got out of it was living in the present. Lots of people today write about, talk about living in the present moment. But how do you really do that? The paradox is you can't live anywhere but the present moment. Your body exists right now. Now some of us go, yes, but what about my mind? I even taught this in the past. It was a mistake. I taught that your mind can go to the future, your mind can go to the past. But you know, some physicists say it's all happening past and future right now anyway. So it's really a paradox. But you know what? When you have a thought of the future, you're still in the present moment. You're thinking right now about what you imagine the future to be like. The content of your thoughts is what you imagine to be the future, or what you seem to remember as the past. But you're thinking right now. Everything is now. So what does it mean, telling people to live in the present moment? You can't live anywhere but the present moment. What it's really saying, this wisdom principle, is suggesting that you return your attention to the present moment, instead of letting your attention drift to thoughts which are almost always about past or future. Whenever you're troubled about something, whenever, oh, what am I going to do about? Or how's this going to be at the dentist when I go later? It's about something past or future. There are very rarely problems in the present moment. Just what Mark Twain said, had many problems, most of which never happened. The present moment, there are very few problems. So by bringing your attention back to the present, you transcend the mind because you don't have any thoughts in the present moment. It's impossible to have a thought in the present moment. Let me say that again. You cannot have a thought in the present moment. A thought is virtually always about something that you expect is going to happen or already happened. In the present moment, moment to moment, all there is pure attention, attention, attention. You know those five rules for life? The five rules for living are, one, show up. Woody Allen said it, 99% of life is showing up. The second rule is pay attention. The third rule is live your truth. The fourth rule is do your best in the moment. And the fifth rule is don't be attached to the outcomes. because we can't predict it. So that part about paying attention in the present moment. See, there's no dogma here. This isn't the church of the peaceful warrior where you're not allowed to think about the past or future. Of course we do that. You can plan your day. Don't get attached to the plans. But you can plan your day. You can remember things. It's when you're troubled by something. So there's no church or belief system. In fact, if I ever start a church, I'm going to call it the Born Yesterday Church of Occasional Clarity. That has a certain ring to it. Today, life seems so complex. Information overload. We all want to live a simpler life. And there are techniques, you know, get rid of clutter in your house and so on and so forth. There are books on that that are very good about simplifying practical things. But you know what? What really simplifies your life is simplifying your mind. Or you just don't pay as much attention to it. Let the mind be whatever it is. Bless it. And get on with focusing on what you can control, your behavior. My life is very busy. I've been to 38 cities this year so far. I'm going to Europe in 2 weeks. Back-to-back lectures every about 8 cities in Europe. Jet lag, the whole thing, and all day-to-day media appointments. But my life, and I at home I have the kids, and one of them starting college soon, the other's in high school, and lots going on. But you know what? My life is very simple. Because I can only do one thing at a time. And that's all you can do too. Lao Tzu said, as soon as you have a thought, laugh at it. It has nothing to do with your life. Let it be. Just one of those symptoms of life. Dr. Frank Crane, a thought can do you more good than the doctor, banker, or faithful friend. It can also do more harm than a brick. That's if you take them too seriously and let them drive your life. Is that clear? Thoughts are not the problem. It's when you let them drive your behavior. You have an angry thought instead of, an angry thought. And then you behave kindly. Instead, you get angry. And you lash out. Let thoughts be what they are without letting them run your life.